4.3 Story 1
Welcome back to the evening news. It's 7:15, which means it's time for Odd News, our roundup of strange and unusual stories from around the world. Starting close to home, ATM customers in Glasgow were pleasantly surprised this afternoon when a cash machine started giving out free money. The Bank of Scotland ATM was giving out double the amount requested by customers. If you asked for £20, you got £40. The news spread quickly over social networks, and soon over 100 people were queuing, looking for free money. Eventually, police arrived and stood guard over the machine until the bank was able to switch it off remotely. The bank said it was unlikely to take action because of the difficulty of tracing all the payments made. This is not the first time a cash machine has broken down in this way. A similar malfunction took place in London about 6 months ago. And some years ago, cash machines in Coventry gave away more than £850,000 in error. If you were one of the lucky ones who got an extra £20 note, be warned. Keeping the extra money is considered a crime, and the law expects you to give it back. During the incident in Coventry, three family members were sent to prison for a year for collecting over £134,000 from the faulty machines. Our next odd story takes us to the other side of the world, where family...
Story 2
And now the news. If you've taken money out recently at an ATM in New York City, you might want to check your wallet for fake notes. They should be easy to spot because they'll be blank on one side and printed on ordinary paper. Police have warned customers and shops to look out for the fakes after they were found in two ATMs on Monday. They were never supposed to fool any customers, police say, but they were meant to make the machines think they were full of cash when, in fact, they were missing about $110,000. So, who did this and why? According to police, it was a man who worked for a company that repairs the cash machines. He filled the machine with the fake notes and kept the real money for himself. The man went on holiday to the Dominican Republic to enjoy the stolen cash, but he was immediately arrested when he came back 10 days later. For our next story, we're going over to our reporter in the Caribbean.